From Washington, this is VOA News. Otto Warmbier, the American college student who was detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, has died. His family made the announcement Monday afternoon. It said, unfortunately, the awful, torturous treatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experience today. President Trump on Monday offered his sympathy to the family.
He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition, but he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
Warmbier was returned to the United States last week in a coma. Doctors said the 22-year-old college student had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it was not clear what caused it. A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was hurt in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad secured the scene, and police found in the man's car a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles. France's counterterrorism prosecutor has opened an investigation into the attack. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.